The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 1st, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel underscored opportunities of cooperation between the island and the United States should the U.S. government abandon its hostile policy of economic, trade, and financial blockade. Through his Twitter account, Díaz-Canel reflected on these opportunities and shared an article on the clinical study of the Cuban vaccine against lung cancer by the New York-based Roswell Park Institute. How much more could Cubans and Americans do together for humanity if the government of that country puts aside its obstinate and cruel policy against Cuba? Here is science again showing us the way forward, the head of state wrote. Washington maintains against the island an economic, commercial, and financial blockade for over six decades. Such hostile policy was hardened with 243 unilateral measures the Trump administration imposed during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden's government has maintained them. Both the international community and representatives of the business, scientific, government, and arts sectors in the United States are calling for an end to the siege. Cuba reported that this Monday 633 new people diagnosed with COVID-19, which brings to 952,633 the total confirmed with the pandemic since last year. The National Director of Epidemiology, Dr. Francisco Duran, reported this day the death of four patients due to complications associated with the infection for a cumulative number of 8,240. The expert highlighted the considerable decrease in active cases hospitalized in week 43, amounting to 3,892. As to the progress in the immunization campaign with the homemade vaccines Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala, Duran pointed out that 25,772,256 doses have been administered. Cuba closed on Sunday's participation as guest of honor at the 49th International Cervantino Festival in Mexico, with the last concert by multi-instrumentalist Alain Perez and his quintet Jazz. In 2022, the multicultural event will be dedicated to South Korea and Mexico City as the guests of honor of the 50th edition. The organizers confirmed on a press briefing held in Guanajuato, the usual venue and epicenter of the event. "We concluded a festival that brought us together again to the sound of Cuban culture. They are already part of the history of the Cervantino," highlighted the director Mariana Aichmerich, who described the participation of the Cuban delegation as very stellar. This year, the event experienced a unique appointment that, despite the restrictions imposed by the pandemic, gave access to more than 100 face-to-face functions, starting 1,950 artists from 19 countries and surpassed the figure of 9 million viewers on digital platforms. And in the international agenda, we have that. On November 7th, Nicaraguans will go to the polls to elect the president, vice president, and deputies to the National Assembly and the Central American Parliament in a turnout of more than 4 million voters. Daniel Ortega, representative of the Sandinista National Liberation Front, will seek his fifth term, the fourth in a row since his victory in 2006, and the second one along with his wife, Vice President Rosario Murillo, against five opposing formations. Due to the current sanitary conditions, the campaign, scheduled to last until November 3rd, is taking place mainly on digital media, and the inauguration of the elected officials will take place in January and February 2022. Meanwhile, Pope Francis urged on Sunday the international community to support Haiti, a country living in extreme conditions. "I ask the leaders of nations to support that country, not to leave it alone," the pontiff indicated after the end of the Sunday Angelus prayer to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square. And you, when you return home, look for news about Haiti and pray. Pray a lot, Francis noted, referring to the testimony and the things told on a television program by the priest Massimo Miraglio, a missionary in Haiti. How much suffering, how much pain there is in that land, and how much abandonment, the Pope pointed out and expressed. Let us not abandon them. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.